with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, June 10th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way this morning here on KLEM Radio and online audio at KLEM1410.com, we'll bring you a fun non-conference baseball doubleheader up in Larchwood today as the Gatling Catholic Jays, ranked number 10 in Class 1A, take on a top 15 team in Class 2A and the Wildcats from West Lyon. West Lyon's also unbeaten at 9-0. Gatling Catholic riding an 8-game winning streak, and something we'll have to give with the doubleheader today at the Ball Diamond in Larchwood. We'll have all the action with pregame at about 9:50. First pitch of game one at 10 o'clock. Second game scheduled to get going around noon. You can catch all the action throughout this morning and early afternoon of Gatling and West Lyon baseball right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Well, thankfully, even with the rain we got yesterday during the daytime hours, we were still able to get a lot of softball and baseball games around the area. So we got the benefit of the rain, the enjoyment of some sports around the area yesterday. Let's take a look first at the softball scoreboard in Warrigal Conference action, where 8th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's got back into the win column with a 10-1 victory over the MMCRU Royals. A couple of home runs for Remsen St. Mary's in the win. Maya Bunkers went 1-for-5. She homered again and had 3 RBIs in the win. Marina Cronin, how about her at the plate? 2-for-3. She homered and drove a couple of runs. Claire Schrader went 3-for-5. She had 2 RBIs. Cronin also in the circle went 6 innings of work, allowing 6 hits, 1 unearned run, and she struck out 2 batters. In other Warrigal Conference softball, Akron Westfield, they were able to pick up a win over South O'Brien 8-2. Trinity Christian beat West Sioux 11-7, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn got by Unity Christian 4-3. To the Western Valley Conference, where River Valley shut out Westwood 2-0, MVAOCOU over East Sac County 9-7, 4th-ranked Newell Fonda shut out OABCIG 12-0, and Ridgeview beat Woodbury Central 10-2. In the Missouri River Activities Conference in softball, 13th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton beat 9th-ranked West Lyon 4-3. Des Moines Roosevelt took down Sioux City East 7-6, and 2nd-ranked Valley beat the Black Raiders as well 10-0 in 6 innings. To the baseball diamond yesterday, 10th-ranked Gatling Catholic remained unbeaten in the Warrigal Conference, now 4-0 in conference play, winners of 8 in a row with a 13-0 victory over Harris Lake Park. 3rd-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, they shut out MMCRU 13-0 in 5 innings. Akron Westfield, big shutout win over South O'Brien 15-0 in 4 innings. West Sioux beat Trinity Christian 10-3, and Unity Christian beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 8-3. To the Western Valley Conference, where 2nd-ranked Kingsley Pearson remained unbeaten with an outstanding performance, 17-0 win over Siouxland Christian in 4 innings. Boston Duskett and Tyler Cook combined for a no-hitter of the Eagles. They combined to strike out 8 batters. Jackson Nissen and Emerson Pratt had 3 RBIs apiece. Evan Newman had a pair of hits and a pair of runs batted in as KP, again, stays unbeaten. Woodbury Central beat Ridgeview 3-2 in the Western Valley yesterday. MVAOCOU won the matchup with OABCIG 5-1. In Missouri River Activities Conference baseball, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat West Des Moines Valley 5-4. It was 5th-ranked Southeast Polk taking down Sioux City North 10-2, and then Waukee beat the North Stars as well 10-6. And 3rd-ranked Johnston beat Sioux City East 11-3. All these scores are on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Now to the sports schedule for today. A couple of non-conference tournaments involving Plymouth County teams in softball. Remsen St. Mary's head south to Mobile for the Woodbury Central Tournament. MMCRU and Kingsley Pearson, they're going up north for the Spirit Lake Tournament today. In baseball today in the Warrigal Conference, Gatling Catholics at West Lyon for that doubleheader. Of course, we'll have the action for you on KLEM with pregame starting around 9:50 this morning. First pitch at 10 o'clock, and then game two will follow at about noon today. And the Hinton Blackhawks will take on Central Decatur at Adair Casey Guthrie Center High School down in southern Iowa. Best of luck to the Blackhawks on a long trip there in Warrigal Conference baseball today. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter, especially in case anything changes with the weather that is expected today. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.